Thank you, Mr. President, and congratulations on your new role. Austria aligns with the EU statement and thanks the Deputy High Commissioner for the report. Since the last briefing, Russia further intensified its relentless attacks, striking medical facilities and residential buildings, adding further to the numerous civilian deaths and injuries since 24 February 2022. These attacks have also continued to seriously damage critical infrastructure, leaving the survivors without sufficient access to basic services in the middle of winter. We are deeply troubled by reports on large numbers of casualties among humanitarian workers and first responders. Austria condemns the severe impact of the war on Ukrainian children, including the deportation of children. We are particularly concerned about reports on intensified efforts by Russian authorities to compel Ukrainian children in occupied territories to become citizens of the Russian state, another blatant violation of international humanitarian law. Austria condemns in the strongest possible terms the latest escalation by Russia of its illegal, unprovoked, and unjust war of aggression against Ukraine. We therefore repeat our call to the leadership of the Russian Federation to immediately cease its use of armed force against Ukraine and withdraw its forces from the territory of Ukraine. Madam Deputy High Commissioner, could you elaborate on the impact of the continued attacks on medical facilities and energy infrastructure for the survivors on the ground? Thank you.